Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Training camp is just around the corner. You guys sent in a lot of great questions, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Zach in Minneapolis. With Patterson in the backfield, would the Vikings ever hand it off to him rather than toss it to him? Certainly, I think North Turner has a lot of creative plays in store for the Vikings offense and for Cordarrelle Patterson this season. We saw last season a few tosses to Patterson that worked really well, especially in week one when Cordarrelle was our leading rusher. Now, Adrian Peterson back in the mix on a full-time basis. I think that opens up the door for even more opportunities for Cordarrelle Patterson with some of those fun plays to watch. So I see lots of plays to him, tosses, handoffs, screen passes, and regular routes. Hopefully Cordarrelle is in for a big season. Chris has the next question. Given all the additions via the draft, would you say that the offensive line may become one of our strengths? Well, right now there are a lot of position battles to watch along the offensive line, both at the starting right guard spot and for depth. So I don't know that you can say it's a strength right now, but I can tell you one thing. Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner hope it's a strength of the team coming out of training camp. And with all the talent there, I think it could be. Dominic from Ottawa, Canada asks, what positions could bring the hardest decisions to make at roster cutdown time? I'll give you two, and they're both on the offensive side. How about running back? The Vikings have the best running back in the game in Adrian Peterson. Jerick McKinnon, you'd think, is a shoo-in for a roster spot, but what after that? You got a couple of fullbacks trying to make the roster, and you've got a good stable of reserve type of running backs, including Matt Asiata, who had 9 touchdowns last season. Lots of good players at that position and some tough cuts to make at the end of the preseason. Another position, tight end. Kyle Rudolph comes back. A healthy Kyle Rudolph is a big deal for this offense, but it also creates a logjam of sorts at the tight end position. Chase Ford, Rhett Ellison, Brandon Bostic, Mycole Pruitt, lots of talent at that position as well. Kong has the next question. Do you think Adrian Peterson can break Eric Dickerson's record if he is healthy? Yes, I know he can break Eric Dickerson's record. He was just 9 yards shy of it in 2012. So we know he has the ability, but here's the thing. Do we want him to break the record? Because if he's breaking the record, does that mean we can't rely on Teddy Bridgewater? I'd rather see a more balanced offensive approach, and that's what I think you're going to get. But still, Adrian Peterson is going to win a bunch of games for us. Pat asks, give us something you have learned about Trey Waynes since he became a Viking. Well, I think when you looked at Trey Waynes on tape from his college days at Michigan State, you saw a guy who played exclusively on the outside. But Mike Zimmer, George Edwards, and Jerry Gray have been training Trey Waynes on the inside as well to perhaps play over the slot in some nickel situations. So I learned that Trey Waynes has some position flexibility to him. I'm excited to see how he does in training camp. The last question comes from TJ. With drafting Stephon Diggs, can we put him as the starting kick returner and let Patterson be a full-time wide receiver? Yes, that is an option for the Vikings. Diggs has some experience returning both punts and kicks, and I'm sure he can do it at the NFL level as well. He had a great spring here at Winter Park. But let's not forget, Cordarrelle Patterson is one of the best kickoff returners in the NFL. He was number 1 in the league in kickoff return average as a rookie in 2013, number 6 last season in his second season. So I'd rather see the Vikings keep Patterson as the kickoff returner because that's one of his strengths. Let him impact the game that way, and that will allow Diggs to perform on offense as well as some special teams in his rookie season as he learns both the schemes under Mike Prefer and Norv Turner. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. But remember, training camp begins on Saturday when the players check in Mankato. Our coverage of training camp will begin then and will run all the way through the end. So make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for comprehensive coverage of 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. And remember to download the Vikings app if you haven't already because that will keep you up to date on all the Vikings action. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six from training camp in Mankato, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.